אנגלית והכל, זאת אומרת. זה לא משהו לא רגיל, אני לא רגיל לזה.
צריך
להביא אותה, לא?
Иди по мишне. Это Йошуа. Это Йошуа из beginning of the Nevi'im. Йошуа, if we may say, was the first Navi after Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeshua wrote this book, almost the whole book. Towards the end, Elazar, the Aharon HaKohen, continued, and then Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aharon HaKohen finished Sefer Yeshua. The importance of Sefer Yeshua is, the Gemara says, that if Am Yisrael would not have sinned, we would have Chamisha Chumshei Torah, what we call the Torah, plus Sefer Yehoshua. You see, the Sefer Yehoshua is significant more than all the other books that we have. And we're going to start learning, we'll try to figure out why it's so important, Sefer Yehoshua, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have given us Sefer Yehoshua together with Chamishei Chumshei Torah. The Torah Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the last day of his life, and Sefer Yehoshua would be a combination, the Torah and Sefer Yehoshua together to Am Yisrael. So this is why Sefer Yehoshua is very important to learn, because this is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give us. Not like the rest of the books of the Tanakh, the Gemara said, if Am Yisrael would not have seen, we would not have the Tanakh. The Tanakh was given to us as a Tanakh because we did not act the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu expected from us. But nevertheless, Sefer Yehoshua has nothing to do with our behavior. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have given to us anyway Sefer Yehoshua. Yeshua had the zechut to write this book that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind to give it to us. Sefer Yehoshua started with Vayi Acharei Mot Moshe Ved Hashem. This is a continuation, if we may say, of the Torah. The Torah ends, Parashat Vezot HaBracha ends with the death of Moshe Rabbeinu. And Sefer Yehoshua starts, Vayi Acharei Mot Moshe Ved Hashem, after Moshe Rabbeinu, the slave of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, died. Vayomer Hashem Yehoshua Binun Meshavet Moshe Lemo. So the Chachamim want to explain, as long as Moshe Rabbeinu was alive, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not speak to anybody else. After Moshe Rabbeinu died, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to speak to Yehoshua ben Nun, that he is the new leader. And we emphasize that Moshe Rabbeinu was the slave of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the question is, what's the significance that we have to describe Moshe Rabbeinu as the slave of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Again, if you know that Sefer Yehoshua was written by Navi, a higher level than the Ruach HaKodesh. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yeshua how to write Sefer Yehoshua. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yeshua to write that after Moshe Rabbeinu, the slave of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, died, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Yeshua Binu. The question is, why the Navi emphasized that Moshe Rabbeinu is the slave of God? What does it make if Moshe Rabbeinu is a slave or is not a slave? The purpose of the book is to tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to speak to Yeshua Binu, that he is the new leader. But we don't need to have adjectives or description of Moshe Rabbeinu, what he was. Everybody knows what Moshe Rabbeinu was. If you don't want, you look in the Torah, the way the Torah described Moshe Rabbeinu. Here is just an opening statement, introduction. This introduction, HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes that Moshe Rabbeinu was Eved Hashem. And the question is, why you have to say that he was Eved Hashem? Im Hashem Yehoshua bin Nun Mesharet Moshe Lemo, that he is not a slave, he is like a servant of Moshe Rabbeinu. And again, the question is, what the significance that he is the servant of Moshe Rabbeinu? That's Chachamim they want to explain, that because Yehoshua bin Nun was not as capable as Moshe Rabbeinu, not only is not as capable as him, he was not the most capable person at Am Yisrael at the time. And the reason he was chosen to lead Am Yisrael is because he was Mesharet Moshe, he served Moshe Rabbeinu. The way the Torah put it, Yeshua Binun was always constantly next to Moshe Rabbeinu. And maybe this is what the section is all about, to tell us that Aaron who is speaking to Yeshua, that he is the servant of Moshe Rabbeinu, again, to emphasize that the reason why he is going to be the new leader is not because that he is the most capable person, just because he is Mesharet Moshe. The Gemara tells us that this is Notzer Teinad Yochal Priyah, the Shlomo HaMelech says that whoever is watching the fig tree, he is going to eat the figs. And because Yeshua served Moshe Rabbeinu, was watching Moshe Rabbeinu all the time, therefore he was chosen to be the leader by Moshe Rabbeinu, approved of course by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the statement. The statement again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emphasizing, now he's talking to Yeshua, Moshe Avgimet. Again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu emphasized, before it was just introduction. Now when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is actually speaking to Yeshua, maybe for the first time, maybe it's the second time, Moshe Avgimet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu described Moshe Rabbeinu as his slave. The question is, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to describe Moshe Rabbeinu to Yeshua that Moshe Rabbeinu is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's slave? It doesn't matter. We know, first of all, we know that we learn in the Torah that the Prophet of Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu died. And also, we don't have to, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to tell Yeshua that Moshe is the slave of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. ואתה הנה קום עבור את הירדן הזה, אתה וכל העם הזה לארץ אשר אנוכי נותן לבני ישראל. Now get up and cross the Jordan River, you and the nation, to the land that I am going to give to Am Yisrael. That's the first statement. Moshe is dead, now get up and cross. I don't know what's behind it really. I think if all the witness of Yeshua, then something is missing. You don't say, Moshe my slave dead, and now get up and cross the Jordan River. This is Moshe, my slave is dead, and now you're the new leader, and now you're going to be the new Navi, and now I hope that you're going to lead them right, and you're going to, since you don't tell them, get up and cross. This is not the first statement that you speak to a leader. Of course, I cannot forget to anything, Chas Shalom. But I think something is missing, as if this is the first or the second time I was speaking to Yeshua ben Nun, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have said something to him. Welcome to the leadership, you won the election, you're the new leader, you don't need to have a government, and everybody's going to listen to you. I said, Moshe is dead, get up and cross the Jordan River. And I think something is missing before giving the statement to a Navi. This is other Navi'im, his introduction, the Mel Navi, other Navi'im, his introduction that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to the Navi, he tells him, I chose you to become a Navi, and I hope you're going to be the right leader, and I hope you lead them right. But you don't just tell him, Moshe is dead, and you get up, and you cross the Jordan River. Sentence 3, כל מקום אשר תדרוך כף רגליכם בו לכם נתתיו. So first, הקדוש ברוך הוא told him, get up and cross the Jordan River to the land that I'm going to give Am Yisrael. Then הקדוש ברוך הוא told Yeshua, every place that you're going to step, you're going to have it. It's not only Eretz Yisrael, the borders that I gave in the Torah already to Moshe Rabbeinu, any place that you're going to step, I'm going to give it to you. Kasher divarti al Moshe, like I spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, that I told you to Moshe Rabbeinu as well. That statement. Besides, a sentence from Amidbar v'Albanon, from the desert to the Lebanon, the question is if it's all the way up north, it means Bet HaMikdash, Hazel, Adan, Arazon, Afrat, all the way down to the river, Kofrat, Kol Eretz HaChitim, the land of Chitim, Adem HaGadol, Nevoah, Shamesh, until the Mediterranean Sea, Yegvulchem, besides those borders, as well, any place that you're going to set, you're going to have that place. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Yoshua, something that he already told Moshe Rabbeinu as well, the borders that I gave you, but besides the borders, any place that you're going to capture besides the borders belongs to you. It means, doesn't matter the borders. The borders is a promise. Besides the borders, you may go and capture and conquer other places, like David HaMelech did, the Gemara says, everybody says in the Navi, and you're going to own those places.
And how far is the
river? How far is the river, yeah.
Yeah, in the west,
right. It's not so big. I mean, if you really look at the globe, if you look at the universe, Earth Israel is a very small spot. And this is a proof that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this land, because otherwise we would have America, or have Canada, China. Earth Israel is probably a very, very small place, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu drew the borders of Earth Israel. But here HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yeshua as well, you should know, besides the places that I wrote in the Torah, those are the borders of Israel, you may capture, and any place that you're going to capture, you're going to own this place.
But all this information doesn't show that they want to
Iraq. Oh, it's not all the way down, it's part, it's just a part. It's a little part of Iraq, mainly it's Jordan. לא יתייצב איש לפניך כל ימי חייך, nobody is going to stand up in front of you as long as you are alive, כאשר הייתי משה יהיה עמך, לא יערוז את משה רבינו, I will be with you. לא ארפך ולא אעזבך. Not going to leave you, I'm not going to be far away from you. It's a very nice statement to say to somebody as a new leader, a promise from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Question is, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to say this kind of promise? If nobody is going to stand in front of you, the way I was in Moshe Rabbeinu, I will be with you. So you don't say anything. I mean, you're the new leader, and you were chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be the new leader. But of course, if you were chosen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help you. I mean, this is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to choose you. And Moshe Rabbeinu gave you a power to lead them Israel. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling you, that you're the new leader, of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not leave you. You don't need this statement. This statement, for example, was not given to Moshe Rabbeinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never told Moshe Rabbeinu, nobody's going to stand in front of you, and don't worry, I will not leave you, and I will not be far away from you. So the question is, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to say that statement to Yehoshua ben Nun, something that really is not necessary? Chazak ve'emat, be strong. יצאת תנחיל את העם הזה, את הארץ אשר נשבעתי לבטח לתת להם. Be strong. I didn't have to be strong. I mean, if I'm the new leader, of course I'll be strong. I mean, this is my mission. I am a Navi. My name is Yehoshua ben Nun. I was chosen. I don't need from HaKadosh Baruch Hu a statement to tell me, Chazak ve'emat, be strong. Of course I'll be strong. If you want me to do it, I'll do it. Of course I cannot be weak. I mean, this is my test. This is my obligation that I have to go and inherit this land, this country. So if this is my job, of course I'll be strong. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to tell me to be strong. What's the necessity to tell me I'm going to be strong? That statement was not ever mentioned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he went to Paro, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Chazak ve'emat, he says, be strong, go to Paro. He says, what's the necessity to, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Yehoshua ben Nun, be very strong. But there's no statement in the Torah, Chazak ve'emat to Moshe Rabbeinu.
No,
Yeshua.
Well,
it's very possible to say Chazak ve'emat in the Torah, but it doesn't say that. Don't say Chazak ve'emat in the Torah. It's only Mefarshim say Chazak ve'emat means simple explanation. It means the way Rashi puts it, other Mefarshim, it means be strong. It says, Lo arpecha ve'lo ezeka, I will not leave you, and I will not be far away from you. Maybe also that it means the Torah, but Krishna again, why I can go to tell him these things? You don't have to say that. I'm the new leader, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to lead on Israel, I'm going to capture, I'm going to do what he was going to tell me to do. I don't need this kind of statement, Chazak ve'emat. Don't need Chazak ve'emat. I know, you don't need it. What do you need it for? You don't need it. Why should I need it? If Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have it, I don't need it either. So I'm a new leader. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me to be a new leader. I'm going to follow the instructions. I don't have to have a statement, Chazak ve'emat. For what? For what I have to be strong? For what I have to be strong? He attacked and killed Tama Zed, Arata Shedish Batis. And he already told him already. We told him already in sentence 2. Cross the Jordan River, and you're going to get to the place that I'm going to give to Israel. Again, I think he was telling him, be strong, that because you're going to inherit this land, and you're going to inherit this nation, the land, Hashem is Badr and Labadam that I promised about the second Yaakov to give them. And we already told it to him in the sentence too. His Moshe is dead, cross the Jordan River, because you're going to the land. And the land that you're going to, every place you're going to step, you're gonna own it. And those are the borders. He says, Chazak Vemat, what do you mean Chazak Vemat for? He told me already, I should get up, I'll cross the Jordan River. I'm going to cross the Jordan River. He says, why are you going to tell me Chazak Vemat? After this, first Chazak Vemat, again, sentence 7 with your permission, Rak Chazak Vemat, also be very strong, Nishmor la'asod et kol kechol ha'Torah shetivcha Moshe Ravdi. He says, please be very strong to keep the Torah. Of course I keep the Torah. Why shouldn't I keep the Torah? He says, there's no other Navi that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling him such a thing. He says, remember, you have to keep the Torah. I mean, if I'm the new leader, I was chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course I keep the Torah. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to tell a Navi to keep the Torah. To keep the Torah, we have to tell Am Israel maybe. But you don't have to tell a Navi to keep the Torah. It says, Rak Chazak Vemat, besides what I told you before, be very strong. It says, I'm asking you again, only be very strong, Mishmor La'asot, to watch and to do, Kechol HaTorah Shetivcha Moshe Avdi. Again, I'm going to emphasize, my slave Moshe Rabbeinu. Again, the Rebbe describes Moshe as a slave. He says, you have to do the way Moshe, like Moshe commanded you. Nothing to do with Moshe commanded you. We have a Torah. It says, keep the Torah. Not every time you have to tell somebody, listen, keep the Torah the way Moshe commanded, the way Moshe taught you. Nothing to do with Moshe Rabbeinu. If HaKadosh wants to tell Yeshua to keep the Torah, again, I don't know why HaKadosh wants to tell Yeshua to keep the Torah, but if HaKadosh found it necessary to tell Yeshua to keep the Torah, you have to say, keep the Torah the way Moshe Rabbeinu, the way Moshe, my slave, commanded you. There's nothing to do with Moshe commanded me. It is the Torah, it is the text, I'm keeping the Torah. Or if it is the Torah that I learned, I'll keep the Torah, but it has nothing to do with because Moshe, that he is the servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he commanded me. After so many Aminu small, don't budge, don't move, right or left. Why should I? Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to tell Navi that he should not move right or left, why should he move right or left? The man does still enough for you to be successful, b'chol asher t'leh, whatever you're going to do. יאמרו ספר התורה הזה מפיך. ראי למפרשים says that Yeshua had in front of him ספר דברים, את כל משנה תורה. Yeshua had the book ספר דברים in front of him. הקדוש ברוך הוא telling him, לא ימוש ספר התורה הזה מפיך. He says, see this book that in front of you, I don't know how it's possible, because those days they had like we have today, the whole Chamishah Chumashay Torah together. But the Mephashim say that it refers to Sefer Dvarim, Lo Yamush Sefer HaTorah Azeh Mipicha, doesn't mean that the book of the Torah should not be moved from his mouth. What it means is Sefer Mishneh Torah, it means Sefer Dvarim, should not be moved from your mouth. V'agita bo yomam v'alayla, you should always study day and night. I don't understand. I'm a Navi, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving me instructions now to go and cross to Israel. People are telling Navi, please, I will make sure, be strong, keep all the mitzvot that Moshe my slave commanded you. Also, don't leave this book that you have in front of you. Says what this book has to do with my leadership, with me becoming a new leader. You should study day and night. But the Gemara talks about it, it's really what it means, Vagita Bo Yomam V'Laila, this is the famous statement that we have, it doesn't say in the Torah, but it's the way it's brought in the Halakha, in the Rambam, in other books, that you have to study Torah day and night. Is it really? I have to do it day and night, all the time? So when I'm going to go to my job, I'm going to earn my money. The Gemara says, no, it doesn't mean, the Gemara says, really, it doesn't mean that constantly, what it means is that you should have in front of you, the Torah in front of you. Again, here, what it means is that Yeshua should have in front of him the book is called Mishneh Torah. And says, Rabbi Terezin, the book that you have in front of you right now, study it. In this book, don't move away from that book. The man Tishmola Sudhirasubod, in order for you to keep whatever it says in this book, he answers the ask, then if you do it, then you'll be successful. And Rachicha Vasas Kill, then you'll know what to do. Again, sentence 9, again, repetition. Alotivitiha Hazakemat. I told you already, be strong. No, you told me Akadosh Baruch Hu. You already told me twice. Now it's the third time. Alotivitiha, I commanded you. Chazak ve'emat, be strong. Al ta'ot ve'artecha, don't break and don't be afraid. Kimcha Hashem Elokecha b'chol ashot terech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is together with you. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking as a third party to him. It doesn't say that I am with you. It says Kimcha Hashem Elokecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks about himself. B'chol ashot terech. I'm going to be with you wherever you go. Of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Understand? Again, the question is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving this introduction to Yehoshua ben Nun, something that really looks that it's really not necessary to tell a Navi. Now people who repeat and repeat the same statement, be strong, study Torah. This is, of course, every Navi study Torah. This is so crucial that the Gemara tells us you skip with your permission to Sefer Yehoshua chapter 5 sentence 13. And this is when they're ready to go and capture Yericho. It says in the Navi, Vayiri biyot Yehoshua b'Yericho, that they're ready to attack Yericho, and Yericho had a tremendous big wall, and Yehoshua was there ready to capture the city. And this is after they crossed the Jordan River, and they're ready to capture Yericho as the first town in Eretz Yisrael at the time. So Navi, Vaisa, Vaibi Yodi Shishabi Hovaisaina, Vaya Vini Shomila Nigdo. There's a person standing in front of him, the Harbosh Lukhabi Ado, it is a person, and he's having a sword in his hand, he's going to kill him. Vayelech Yeshua Elav, Yeshua goes toward him, Vayama Lo, Alanata Imetareno, are you one of us, or are you one of the enemies? Vayama Lo, Yanisa Tva Hashem. I am from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I belong to the army of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And here I am with my sword, to what to do. Says, I'm going to kill you. You're going to kill me? He says, why are you going to kill me? He says, Gemara, ata bati. So she asked him, what did I do wrong? He says, you didn't study. And since when you're going to be killed because you don't study? You're going to be killed if you do a sin. You're not going to be killed if you don't study. And here the Navi tells us that Yeshua is standing, and he is ready to attack Yericho, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent an angel from Shamayim to kill him, he didn't study. If you go back to chapter 1 with your permission, sentence 10. Etav Yeshua Chetre Ha'am Lemor, and Yeshua goes and commands the police to say like this, Yivru Bekev HaMachanef, he says inside the camp, Vetzavu Et Ha'am Lemor, and command the nation to say, Achim Lachem Teda, please prepare yourselves something to carry along. So simple explanation means food, and all the Chachamim ask,
Torah?
Maybe. All the Chachamim ask, nothing, you don't have to prepare any food, because at the time still they had the man. They had the man yet, and if they had the man, you don't have to prepare anything. So some Chachamim say, maybe it means just to cook it. But you don't, maybe that's what it means. But some Chachamim say, Rashi says it's impossible that that's what Yeshua really meant, to prepare food, because they have plenty of food. Even though this Moshe Rabbeinu died, the Gemara said that even after Moshe Rabbeinu died, 30 days later, still they had man enough to carry them. Maybe Yeshua did not know it's going to be enough, maybe. But the Midrash Rabbim say that that's not what it means. Anyway, it says, Achinu lachem tedah, prepare something for you, ki bo shloshet yomim, in 3 days, atim avudim et hayarden hazeh, you're going to cross in 3 days the Jordan River. Lavo lareshet et haaret asher Hashem Elokichem noten lachem lebrishta. So after that introduction, and the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Yeshua, Yeshua goes and tells the police, tell them, get ready, in 3 days we're going to cross. I mean, it makes sense, I mean, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them. Again, it doesn't make sense as a new leader just to say this kind of introduction. As a new leader, I don't know if you have to make a party, but you say, listen, I'm Israel, we're going to cross in 3 days, and you know this is the land, and the Prophet Yaakov, you say Moshe Rabbeinu died, I'm the new leader, keep the Torah, hopefully we'll get there. It says, he calls up the policeman, he says, go into the camp and command the nation, get ready, prepare. In 3 days, we're moving. He says, that's not, well, again, might be this is the way a leader should speak, but I would have thought, as a new leader, especially after the introduction that people gave it to him, so I would say that Yeshua should come up to the nation and said, Moshe Rabbeinu, slave of God, died, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to me, and I'm in leader, and we're going to cross to Earth Israel, but you don't call the police. And you tell the police, cross, go inside the camp, and tell them, prepare something, in 3 days you're going to move. L'Arveni V'Lagadi, sentence 12, V'Lachati Shevet HaMnashe, to the head of Menashe, Amar Yeshua, L'mor, he told them, זכור את הדבר שציווה אתכם משה עבד השם לאמור השם אלוקיכם מניח לכם remember what משה רבינו told you that the קדוש ברוך הוא is going to leave you נתן לכם את הארץ הזאת is going to leave you this land means be you don't have to cross the Jordan River יש לכם תבכם ומשניכם wives, children your cattle ישבו בארץ השם נתן לכם משה בעבר ידין is going to settle, they're going to dwell you're going to live in the land that Moshe Rabbeinu gave you, ואתם תבואו 50, you have to go and you have to cross armed בפני אחיכם כל גיבורי החיל, ועזרתם אותם, you have to help them, אז until אשר יניח השם לכם ככם, until הקדוש ברוך הוא is going to leave you brothers, וירשו גם הם את הארץ, they're going to inherit the land, אשר השם לא כל נותן להם, and when the 9.5 tribes are going to inherit, then ושבתם לארץ ירושתכם and may go back to your land תירשתם אותה, you're going to inherit את השם ונתן לכם משה עבד השם he emphasized משה עבד השם he gave it to you בעבר אדם איזו ראשון he's also is going to when he's talking to them he emphasized that משה is עבד השם what do you have to say to them משה עבד השם everybody knows משה it doesn't matter if he is עבד השם it's not עבד השם משה is the slave of God It says, when Yeshua is talking to the Bnei God of Bnei Reuven, Chashish Menashe, he tells them, listen, what you got to do, you have to be armed, and you have to go in front of Israel and help them to capture Israel. It says, then you're going to go back, and you're going to inherit the land that Moshe, Eved Hashem, the Slave of God, gave it to you. Why is to emphasize that Moshe is the Slave of God? And then, Abraham gave this introduction to Yeshua. No, again, I don't know why. But when he talks to them, why is emphasizing that Moshe is the Slave of God? And if Yeshua Lemor, that Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven mainly answered Yeshua, Kol Hashet Tzivitanu Na'aseh, whatever you told us we're going to do, that Kol Hashet Yishtachet Melech, whatever you're going to send us, we're going to go. Some Chachamim say it doesn't mean only the 2.5 tribes, it means all of Israel answered. Some Chachamim say it means only 2.5 tribes answered. Yechol Hashemanu Moshe Ken Yishma Elecha, the way we listen to Moshe, we're going to listen to you. So this is not to do with anything. You have to say, I didn't need no compliments from you. I really don't need anything from you. You know, I'm the new leader. If you like it or not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose me to be a leader, and you don't come, and you say to the new leader, listen, I'm going to listen to you, then I listen to Moshe Rabbeinu. And says, excuse me, I didn't ask you this, Avinuli there. If you like it or not, Avinuli there. You don't have to tell me. You can listen to me the way you listen to Moshe. Not to do. You can listen to Moshe. You didn't listen to Moshe. You have to listen to me. Avinuli there. You don't like it, so I'm not your leader. But you don't have to tell me. I'm gonna listen to you the way I listen to Moshe. And again, give a statement also. Besides this nice compliment, he says, "Raki Hashem Elokecha Imach." We hope God is gonna be with you. It's a shame on you. Since that's the way he talks to you, to the new leader. I hope God will be with you. It's a Navi, that's the new leader. Everybody knew that Moshe Rabbeinu, he appointed Yeshua to be the new leader, and he's the new leader. That says, those people come in front of Yeshua and say, listen, we're going to listen to you the way we listen to Moshe. We just hope that God will be with you. He says, how are you talking to Yeshua like this?
But God
only
said he was dead.
I know, he told it to him, but he didn't tell it to them. But this is a chutzpah, you know, you don't come to Yeshua Rabbeinu. He says, I hope God will be with you. That's a new leader. I mean, this is the one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appointed. You don't tell him, I hope God will be with you. That's it, you go to Rav Rashi. You tell him, listen, I hope God will be with you.
Like they have a doubt.
Like they have a doubt, or it's embarrassing. It's not nice to say that. I don't know why the Navi wrote such a thing. Back here, Hashem Elokecha Imach Asher Haya Moshe. I hope God should be with you the way he was with Moshe. That's to do with it. It was Moshe, was not Moshe. That's to do with anything. It's a new leader. כל יש אשר אמין אותיך ולא ישמע את דבריך לכל אשר תבין היום אף זה להפינג הם אאוט זה זה ניסן הוא אוהב את גם הניסן זה יהוא הוא גדן קילם זה 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 very nice thank you very much זה 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 יש מפיה אני אתם לא מידע you don't need any statement from you I have a new leader, I mean, you should have a new leader, tell him, listen, love is a new leader, tell him, I'm going to kill him. Again, Rak Hazak Vehemat. Now, when they finish up the statement, they give him more embarrassment, you know? Deserved. Rak Hazak Vehemat, they said, they're giving him, everything will be okay, listen to God, please be strong. He said, you tell me to him. The most embarrassing thing is to tell a leader like this. He said, just be strong, and who are you telling me to be strong? The Mishnah in Pesach Avot, that's the way the Mishnah starts, Moshe Kibel Torah Mitzvah Mesorah LeYoshua. Now for us really to understand what went now after Moshe Rabbeinu died, it's a real tragedy. Major tragedy.
Huh?
Major tragedy. Here the Mishnah says in Pesach Avot, Moshe Kibel Torah Mitzvah. What it means is that we found in the Torah few times that Moshe Rabbeinu had some doubts, he didn't know certain things. He said, just wait 1 second, let me call HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let me call HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Call HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is not Sofrad, this is Pesach Sheni. A few times Moshe Rabbeinu did not know the certain halachot, didn't learn it upstairs, and he called HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him what's the halacha, and that's what we have in the Torah, that's what we have, everything. Really, that Moshe Rabbeinu learned it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So whatever we have today, really, is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that told Moshe Rabbeinu. Now says the Gemara, when Moshe Rabbeinu died, right after the funeral, Am Yisrael came to Yeshua Rabbeinu and asked him some questions. Yeshua said, I really don't know this answer. He says, well, wait one second. 800 number God, he called on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's the answer? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, the lion is dead. He said, what the lion is dead? I'm sorry to tell you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Moshe Rabbeinu had questions, he called you on the phone, and you answered them. And this is we have the whole Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe. Not only when Moshe Rabbeinu was in Shamayim, when Moshe Rabbeinu actually already came down and never went back again, when he had some questions, he called HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the hotline, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him the answer. Here I am, Yehoshua ben Nun, Moshe Rabbeinu died, I'm calling for an answer, and nobody knows the answer. Nobody knows the answer. And I'm calling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's like, talking to me. He said, yes. He said, yes, Yeshua, what can I do for you? He said, I need to know halacha. He said, no, I don't give halacha anymore. He said, what do you mean don't give halacha? What do you mean don't give halacha? You gave Moshe Rabbeinu, why don't you give it to me? He said, what do you mean? Hashem said, lo shamayim. It's not in Shamayim. What do you mean it's not in the Shamayim? I'm not telling the Shamayim. But Moshe Rabbeinu called you, you answered it. How come you don't answer me? So the Gemara, the Am Yisrael told Yeshua, what's going on in the other line? Yeshua said, there's no answer. So the Gemara said, they want to kill Yeshua Binun. They want to kill Yeshua Binun. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Yeshua called again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, listen, if you don't give me the answer, they're going to kill me. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know what? Such money. You know what? We're going for a war in Iraq. Dress everybody right away. Todan b'melchama. He says, go, tell them we're going for a war right now. And you're going to forget about the questions. Sitting in the line, a trick. They all got ready. They all got ready. Aleho, they're going to attack Yericho. And they forgot about the 3,000 questions they asked Yoshua Binon. And Hashem said, there's no answer. You don't know the answer. Forget about the answer. They said, they're going to kill you. He says, no, they're going to kill you. Drop them right away and go attack Yericho. I don't know what it sounds like, but it's embarrassing. The whole thing is embarrassing. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, go trust them. What do you mean, go trust them? They want to know the answer. Said, there's no answer. There's no answer. They're going to kill you. Said, they're not going to kill you because you're going for a war now. Really, there is a contradiction some places, mainly in the Gemara, what is really the highest level that a person should reach? Should we reach a level that we are the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or should we reach a level that we are the slaves of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Some places the Gemara says that the child is much higher than the slave. And here we see the end of the Torah and also the beginning of this book, Sefer Yoshua, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls Yoshua and tells him, Moshe, he met. My slave is dead. And if a son is higher than a slave, Hashem should have said, my son Moshe is dead. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to Yoshua and describes Moshe Rabbeinu as a slave. So the Shlai and other Chachamim, they want to say there are two kinds of slaves. There's a regular slave and there's a very special slave, that slave is higher than the son. That really Moshe Rabbeinu's level, what he reached in his life, that he was the slave of God. Being a slave of God, it doesn't mean a slave. That's a lower level. The higher level of a slave is the way the Gemara describes Moshe Rabbeinu, that he was constantly busy with the Torah. It means until Moshe Rabbeinu got the Torah, maybe he was a slave on the lower level. But when Moshe Rabbeinu got the Torah, after he went to Shamayim and he learned the Torah and he came downstairs and he was teaching Am Yisrael the Torah, at that moment he reached a level that's called a slave of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because you study Torah, this is a very high level of slavery. That level is higher than being a son to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, but this is because Moshe studied so much Torah, so-called he became a slave. Because he became a slave because he studied so much Torah. And this is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu described Moshe Rabbeinu as a slave. And he tells Yeshua, Moshe Rabbeinu is a slave, is to tell you it's not because he's my slave. It's because Moshe Rabbeinu's success was because he studied so much Torah. And because he studied so much Torah, he became so-called a slave to the Torah. It means a slave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the highest level. And this is what Moshe Rabbeinu was able constantly to call HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the hot line and ask him questions, even though he came downstairs already, but because he put all his efforts so much in the Torah, it means now you are in this level, you are such high level of slavery that you study Torah so much and you're so busy with the Torah that you called you the slave of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yoshua Binun, if you see the verse 2, it says Mesharet Moshe. He was not a slave of Moshe, he was the servant of Moshe. That's really what Yeshua writes. He was not a slave of Moshe Rabbeinu, he was only a servant of Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore his level is much, much lower. The Gemara says when Yeshua Binun became the leader, the old people started to cry. They looked at Yeshua Binun and say, shame on us. Shame on us, that's the new leader. But Moshe Rabbeinu looks like the sun and Yeshua looks like the moon. There's a lot of explanation being given what does it mean exactly. But Chachamim say that this is what it means. It means that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he received the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he learned it so much and he became the slave. And when he became the slave, he became the leader. He became the leader and he doesn't have to give any instructions. That's like Yoshua Rabbeinu. Says the Midrash, this is really the whole secret, that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was walking upstairs to Har Nevot to die, Yeshua was walking along with him. Moshe Rabbeinu asked Yeshua, you need any advice or something? You need any halachot, any halakut yosef? You know every other halachot? Yeshua said, no! I know perfect everything. Do you remember, I always study with you, so I know everything. Said the Midrash, what did you say? You know everything. It says, the minute Moshe Rabbeinu walked upstairs and closed himself into the cave, Yeshua comes down. He says, I'm the new leader. I'm Mr. Said, oh, Shalom Aleichem. I have a question. This halakha, I forgot. I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? What do you mean? You're the new leader. Says the Midrash, the difference between Moshe and Yeshua is that Moshe Rabbeinu is Eved Hashem. So Moshe Rabbeinu is the slave of God, again, not because he's the slave of God, because he serves God. Because he studies so much Torah all the time, he was so busy with the Torah, after he came downstairs, teaching and learning, that gave him the title Eved Hashem. And that's what Vayhi Acharei Mot Moshe, Eved Hashem. And this is what in the Yosef Yeshua starts, this is the tragedy, that now we lost the connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when Yeshua called HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he asked him the halacha, Hashem said, listen, it's not in Shemayim. So it's not in Shemayim. Moshe Rabbeinu called you. How come I cannot call you? He says, yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu was Eved Hashem. You're not Eved Hashem. Of course, Yeshua is going to be called Eved Hashem at the end, but this is not on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a different kind of slavery. So the slavery of Moshe Rabbeinu was a slave that became a slave, so-called, to the studies of the Torah. And this is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu really tells Yeshua Ben Nun and emphasizes and tells him, you got to study, you got to listen, you got to do this. It says, this is because the minute that you said goodbye to Moshe Rabbeinu, he asked you something. He asked you, would you like to study something? Would you like to know any other halacha? He said, no, I know everything. He said, you don't understand. The whole idea is, if you study, you should learn. Because you said, you don't need anything, that's what you forgot. He says, this is what Amistad is all about. They're going to come and jump on you. They're going to try to kill you. So they don't want a leader like this. They cannot get an answer from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How can I trust you by taking me and bringing me to fight now 31 kings and get me to the borders of those nations and also other things that you're not capable? I'm asking you a simple question, simple halacha. You don't know the halacha and you can't find the halacha. Who will find the halacha? And that's what the Navi is. This is the first chapter. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu emphasizes, tells him, listen, be strong, and I promise you, I won't leave you. He says, why should you leave me? I'm in the middle. Yeah, you're right. I shouldn't leave you. If you would not have told that Moshe Rabbeinu that you know everything, you don't need any studies anymore. But because you said everything, now the whole thing is shaking. Now the whole thing is you lost the ground as a leader. And I'm Israel lost the trust in you. And this is really what Bnei Gad Umir Reuven at the end of this chapter, they're telling Joshua, we're going to be with you the way we were with Moshe, we're together with Moshe. Of course, why are you telling me this? Of course I have to tell you this, because really I shouldn't be with you, because you don't know simple halachot, 3,000 halachot you forgot. The Gemara said maybe 700 doubts that they asked Joshua also didn't know. Besides the 3,000 halachot he didn't know, they asked him another 1,700 things, some kind of doubts that we don't know exactly what to do. But Joshua said, I don't know this either. The Bnei Gad Umir Reuven said, listen, we're going to be with you the way you were with Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, we do hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be with you. He says, the reason we do hope is because we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends you on the hotline. Be strong. He says, be strong. The whole thing is because this is Mesharet Moshe, because you were the servant of Moshe Rabbeinu, and you were chosen to be the leader, we understand the problem. He says, just because of this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, now go dress them and tell them we're going to cross the earth Israel. It says, this is a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is just a statement to show that I am the new leader, even though I'm not so capable, I'm not in the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, listen, just to Dabbi Melchama, go dress them, tell them we're going to capture earth Israel, to tell them, here I am, I'm the new leader. And I'm telling you, I'm going to do the job, even though you found out that I'm not escaping. This is really, but afterwards, it's what we saw in chapter 6, that the new Yeshua is ready to capture Yericho, an angel from Shaman come with the sword and he tells Yeshua, I'm coming to kill you. He says, because you didn't study. He says, what do you mean? You're coming to kill me because you didn't study. He says, we don't get killed because you don't study. But you should have been killed by Am Yisrael, remember? Because you ignored Moshe Rabbeinu, and you told Moshe Rabbeinu, you don't need anything. I know everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just saved you at the time. He told you, go and draft them. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you, see this book that you have in front of you, don't leave this book for a moment. It is not because the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants you to study, this is because of the default that you went, you could not answer the questions, and Am Yisrael is losing the trust. It says, really, he wants to kill you. I saved you, now you're in front of Yericho, and you're just walking around. He says, what are you doing now? He says, you don't study. He says, you don't study, I'm here to kill you. He says, I'm here to kill you because really you don't deserve to be alive. Because they should have killed you because, again, you ignored so-called business of Moshe Rabbeinu. And this is really what the Mefarshim said, it's really the Midrash says, what Yeshua tells them, Achinu lachem teda, please prepare for yourself. Midrash says what it means is that Yeshua told them, prepare yourself to capture Israel spiritually. If you do tshuva, he says, you have to know that we're going to capture Israel because I'm the new leader, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised it to Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. It doesn't mean they go prepare yourself sandwiches or prepare yourself food. It says, I am the new leader, and that's what we have. We have me and you to go to capture Israel. Moshe Rabbeinu, the slave of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, died, I'm the new leader. That's really what the Mishnah means. Moshe kibel Torah Mishnah Yehu Misara Yehoshua. Moshe Rabbeinu transferred to Yehoshua that he is the first Navi after Moshe Rabbeinu, and he's going to be the only Navi till Eliyah Kohen in Sefer Shmuel. But after Yehoshua was no Navi, the whole Sefer Shoftim was no Navi. It says, almost 100 years was no Navi. It says, Shmuel is going to be Eli, Shmuel is going to be the first Navi. It says, with all the respect, says the Gemara, that Yeshua is a very big person, is a very big Navi, but this is what we have to know, that Sefer Yeshua is a continuation, as a tragedy, Chas v'Shalom, if we don't study enough Torah. And so the Gemara says, if we have this chut, we have only Sefer Yeshua and Sefer, and the Chamisha Chumash Torah giving to us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to tell us the downfall, what did happen after Moshe Rabbeinu died. It's not that just Moshe Rabbeinu died, we just lost the connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Yeshua is the new leader for us to understand that even though that we have no Moshe Rabbeinu, that's the new leader HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose for us because he was the servant of Moshe Rabbeinu. The servant of Moshe Rabbeinu gave him the title as a slave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, partially also the new leader. And that's what really the whole purpose of Sefer Yeshua is to tell us, that's what the description of Sefer Yeshua is, how Yeshua is going to capture us, right? Even though he is not in the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, a message for us that we are not in the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, still as long as what the Kadosh Baruch Hu told Yeshua, we should study Torah and Chazak Ve'emas, we should give the Torah, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us the same thing he promised, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and later emphasis from Moshe Rabbeinu, as long as we listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we keep the Torah.